Then I went to Italy, and is anyone here from Italy? Not Long Island. Ma davvero che siete? Ma sei italiano? Ma anche dove? Ma tu li God, I'm so cultured. I am. Di dove sei?
Milano.
A Milano. Okay. You're from Milan. Where are you from? You're from close to Florence. Okay, what are you doing? I'm throwing my whole set out the window. I'm just at brunch right now. Okay. What are you doing here? You're just visiting? Is this your first time here in New York? Really? Do you like it?
Yeah.
What do you think of American Italians?
I haven't met anyone.
You haven't met anyone? Here I am. All right. How long are you in New York for?
10 days.
10 days. Okay. And you're straight?
Nope.
Okay. I was like, phew. Okay. No, because it's hard to tell who's gay or straight in Italy. You know what I mean? Like, when I go to Italy, oh, I look like I'm crushing pussy in Italy. You could see two men fucking in the street and you'd be like, I think they're straight. My favorite is the word for gay in Italian is just gay with an Italian accent. It's just gay. Right? Milano, vero? You'll just hear like, allora, mai visto questo ragazzo, ma mi sembra gay. Like, oh, okay. Ma allora, Milano, ma anche tu sei gay o no?
Yeah.
Ma ci sono due italiani che sono gay, che sono venuti qui. Okay, wow, I said there's two gay Italians here. Three gay Italians here. That's so fun. All right, and then are you here with other Italians or you just came alone?
My boyfriend.
Oh, your boyfriend. Oh, that ended quick. Hi, boyfriend, how are you? Where are you from? You're from France? Really, Italy? We're gonna go with France. Bonsoir. Ça va? Oui. Est-ce que tu habites ici ou en France? I'm so cultured. Est-ce que tu habites en Italie?
J'habite en Luxembourg.
Ooh, in Luxembourg? Yeah. That country that's the size of this stage? Can we stop calling it a country? Like, there's like six people in Luxembourg and they're like, we are from Luxembourg. Now, if you move 5 feet to the right, you will be in Germany. You can't move, we are here in Luxembourg. All right, mais tu parles français in Luxembourg, mais aussi que tu parles German aussi, ou non?
No, je parle pas.
You just speak French, and how'd you two meet? Instagram? Grindr? You met on Tinder? How far were you searching? I mean, the Vatican's closer, you know, it's like... Is this what tonight's gonna be about? We're gonna pretend that Catholic priests are straight. Okay, yeah. My whole life, Catholic priests are like, you're going to hell. I'm like, you're in a dress, but also, nothing's gayer than a Christian. Every song's like, I love him. I'm like, me too, girl, love him. Like, he has risen. But also, quando capisci bene l'inglese, no? Sometimes it's weird when like foreigners come to comedy shows because you see people just staring at you, and then I'm like, that's like being blind and going to Cirque du Soleil. All right, what neighborhood are you two staying in? No, not in. I'm trying to speak English to you so that the others understand us. Do you understand what I'm saying? In quale parte della città dove stai? Tuo albergo.
Times Square?
You're too close to Times Square. You're such a hack. Can you change your hotel? That's an awful neighborhood. It's not a neighborhood New Yorkers go to. It's you people go there. And you just stand in traffic and look at lights and burn your retinas. And... Can you go anywhere else? Can you move? You gotta get out. Don't you look around here and you're like, well, this is nicer than what that is. It's like you're in a Star Wars movie. All right. What do you do for work? Or do you not? Because you're Italian. You do research, so you don't have a job. Okay. Research. I do research every day. What is this? I Google shit all the time. Like, Madonna's face, 1995 and now. Like, that's research. Et tu, qu'est-ce que tu fais pour travail? You're a lawyer? Now that's a job. You got a French lawyer. Can you be like, I want the world's least fun boyfriend. I will get a French lawyer. Okay. And va bene. Who cooks at home? Because French and Italian cooking, I mean, this must be competitive, right? Obviously, the Italian, French, what is this? Yeah. What is French cooking? We use butter. Oh, that is all. Or is it Luxembourg cooking? What's Luxembourg cooking? Is there like a quarter of a McDonald's in Luxembourg? Like, there's no space. Are you a lot of potatoes in Luxembourg? We gotta get it together. All right. And then tu, Milano, ma che fai qui?
So like, we live in San Francisco and we are preschool teachers.
You're preschool teachers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So when did you move to America?
I moved here like 2 years ago and she moved here like...
I love that Italians just can't help ourselves. They're gonna be like, I moved here 3 years ago. I moved here 3 years ago! We just can't help ourselves. Can't actually. You know what's so funny? Because like Italian women are unwell. Like they're psychotic. Are there Italian women here? Like, cause like okay. So for example, one time I was asked, I was like, I'm from Italy, and then this one guy's like, me, I'm from Italy, and I was like, oh, what brought you to America? He's like, my wife, and I was like, oh, I'm like, cause then, of course I want to know. I'm like, did you marry an Italian or American girl? He's like, she's American. I'm like, oh my god. Because here's what I put it this way: I grew up all with Italian women. If you killed their firstborn child or left the milk out too long, they respond the same way. They break plates, they scream, they yell at you. All American girls fight the same way. They just put on a big sweater and just sort of like you know what's funny? And then it's never funny. Alright, yeah, my family, we're from Sicily, so we're from the south. We're different. No siamo terromi. I called myself a hick. I'm glad you enjoyed that. Okay. And you teach preschool to the kids? Alright. And then French. So how long are you here for? Are you in New York the whole time or are you traveling other places?
No, just New York.
Just New York. And as a homosexual, did you come here and you're like, I am home? Like, does this feel good to you? You don't understand what I'm saying, do you? You don't have a clue what I'm talking about, do you? France, do you know what I'm saying? So the whole show, you've just been looking at people's mannerisms like, that looks funny. She opened her eyes a lot. Okay. No, ho detto che quando tu sei arrivato qui a Manhattan, hai pensato che sono arrivato per un gay. All right, I really tried here. I can't do it. I don't know. I thought I was going to do, but how are you? Good? It's been a while. I was gone for so long. I was in fucking Rome eating my face off. You know what's so funny? I was eating so much and smoking so much and drinking so much. I told my friend Francesco, I was like, I feel like shit. He goes, but you have just described my life. All right, I have other material to do. Sorry, everyone. I just, when there's Italians, I get really excited. Okay. Yeah, you have to meet some American Italians. It's interesting. They eat something called fettuccine alfredo. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah.
You have. Because they don't have it in Italy.
No.
No, it doesn't exist. Yeah. You didn't know that? Yeah, you fucking losers. And you know what's really funny is that, like, of course, did you think it was authentic Italian food? Oh, you knew. Yeah, because you know what's funny? One time I was in Italy and they had fettuccine alfredo on the menu, and then I asked, like, why do you have it on the menu? And the waiter goes, there's so many Americans ask us for this meal. We want to shut them up. So you know that some dumb white lady went to Italy and saw fettuccine alfredo and goes, I had myself authentic fettuccine alfredo. My name's Darlene, I work at the Wawa. I have... France, what is it with the French, though? I don't understand. They just don't... You guys are so insistent on not being nice. And you think it's not true, you know, but it's true. You know, because the Italians, like, if you don't speak Italian and you go to Italy and you say ciao, they're like, ah, senti che lui parla bene, bene, bravo! France, okay, so I slept with this French dude here, and I was like, good enough for me, so I flew out there, and, Instagram. Anyway, so, So I went to this, I was in Paris, and I went to this French pâtisserie, and I wanted to order a chocolate croissant and coffee. But I wanted to do it in French. I didn't want to be the American and be like, bonjour, I have a question. So, you know who you are. So I thought I would Google how to say it and, like, really impress her, because, you know, like, I speak Italian and stuff. So I'm like, I look like a Blair Witch kid. I was just in the corner, like, Googling how to say it. So I walked up to her, and she's like, bonjour. And I was like, bonjour, madame. Alors, aujourd'hui, je voudrais un pain à chocolat avec un café, s'il vous plaît. And she didn't even move. She just goes, that'll be $4.95. I tried. What do I have to do to impress the French? Go back in time and be born there? Mais c'est comme ça, non? C'est comme ça. All right, yeah. C'est comme ça. Alors. Alors, allora. They're the same language. You speak French?
Yeah.
You did. So what do you guys speak at home?
Mostly English.
What? What kind of bullshit is that? You've got the two hottest languages in the world. You've got French and Italian. And you're like, yeah, let's speak English to each other. Let's really just keep our dicks soft for the next. But you speak, can you speak Italian? You French piece of shit. He learned French for you. Qu'est-ce que tu peux apprendre italien? C'est facile pour toi parce que les langues sont les mêmes, non? That's true, I could, you're a lawyer, of course you could learn it. He's researching all day. This is insane. Two hot gay guys from Italy being like, hey, so for dinner, what do you want to have tonight? Meanwhile, this white lady's on Duolingo trying her best to be like, bonjour. Like, you know. Just like, ruin it. You look great, by the way. I mean, it's just... You're German? Oh, auf Deutschland? Guys, you're welcome. Okay, so ich habe eine Frage für dich. So... Grazie. Auf Wiedersehen. Oh, no. Danke schön. Don't remember my language. No, I had a German teacher for like 6 years, and he wore the same pants every day, so he would throw chalk on the back of his pants to see if it was there the next day, and it was. His name was Herr Katzenmeier, auf Österreich. And are you German too? You're half-half? What? Why did you like a surfer? Like, how about you? What's the other half? What is it? English. Okay, so where were you born? In Germany. Okay, God, the Germans are so quiet. I'm next to you and I can barely hear you. All right. But yeah, all right, so you're from Germany. All right, and are you, how long are you two here for?
How long?
Yeah. 2 weeks. Are you enjoying it? Okay. Have you been to Italy?
Yes.
Do you like it? You can always tell Germans walk around Italy. They're sunburned. They're 10 feet taller than everybody else. They're in... Yeah, okay, I know. And you guys are very efficient, too. The Italians are... They're not efficient. You know what I mean? At a date with an Italian... At a date with a German person's like, we will get there at 7:30. At 7:30, we'll order appetizer. After appetizer, we'll have our meal. After our meal, we will discuss things that make us laugh. Ha ha. Then we will go home. Perhaps we'll have sex, perhaps we'll not. We'll watch one episode and only one episode of The Office, and since you are to go home, I have work at 8 o'clock in the morning. This is so efficient. And the Italians don't even show up on their days. They're just... sorry, I was smoking. Wow, I had a whole set that I had to work on, and I spent all my time flirting with you while you're... French lawyer boyfriend who speaks English to you. Disgusting. I gotta go. All right. Good night, everyone.